Before last month, no woman had ever won the Country Music Association's Musician of the Year Award. Then, fiddle player Janae Fleener did. Julie Height met Fleener at a Nashville studio to learn how she played her way to the A-list.
Janae Fleener has tuned and sound-checked for countless sessions, a few of them here at Sound Emporium.
It's probably going to be louder than me talking.
She did plenty of demonstrating while recounting the journey to her CMA award win. It all started in the late 1980s in small town Arkansas. Back then, Fleener was a three-year-old classical violin student in the rigorous Suzuki method. But when she was five, Bob Wills' faded love transformed Fleener into a fiddler.
I'd heard it so much in the background, and I just picked up my fiddle one day and started playing it by ear. Honestly, that is the moment that I was like, wow, I can kind of play what I want to on this thing.
What she wanted was to explore the countryside of her instrument. Her parents drove her anywhere that could happen.
There was an Arkansas Fiddle Association down the road from me, and I'm like maybe 7, 8 years old, and it's all men over 60, probably. So, I mean, really throughout my whole life, I've been playing with a bunch of hairy-legged men.
By age 10, she was in the staff band at a regional Arkansas Opry house. Then it was on to lessons, camps, and competitions, which require their own style of playing.
Gosh, I haven't played contest stuff in so long, but let's see. So, like, Sally Gooden would be really smooth. You wouldn't really want to pick up your bow. So a contest feeling... Something like that.
Fleener found there was something she enjoyed even more than performing live when she stepped into a local studio for the first time.
I just remember putting those headphones on and hearing my fiddle through that microphone, and I'm sure it had some reverb in it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best my fiddle maybe ever sounded. It just was a spark in me.
Fleener moved to Nashville for college in 2001. She'd only been here a couple of weeks when she ran into a friend at a bluegrass show who asked his boss, Larry Cordell, if Fleener could sit in with the band. Cordell, a songwriter known for a tune that laments the loss of traditional country elements like fiddle, loved what he heard.
I actually wanted to ask her that night if she wanted to work, but I made myself to wait till Monday.
When he called to offer the gig, he was mindful of the fact that she was still in her teens.
I said, well, you tell your mama that I'll take real good care of you now. I'm going to help through all this big sales pitch. She said, well, I'm going to have to ask my mom.
Fleener held her own in Cordell's group and soon made her Grand Ole Opry debut.
Would you make her welcome for her first appearance, by the way, on the Grand Ole Opry, Miss Janae Keener.
Fleener, whose family name was Keener, went on to bigger touring gigs with Terry Clark, then Martina McBride. But by the early 2010s, there was less demand for fiddle in general as country leaned harder on hip-hop, pop, and rock. Fleener adapted by picking up acoustic guitar and mandolin. Then she got a call from a young artist named John Party, who had a different musical agenda.
You know, Nashville's like follow the leader sometimes, you know, and so you got all these artists that aren't really incorporating this fiddle. But then, you know, I came from California, was high energy. I had a fiddle player. I kind of studied country music. I knew what to listen for in players. Janae is automatic, man.
Party's single, Heartache Medication, was the first radio hit in a good long while to kick off with fiddle. By the time that album, Party's third with Fleener, came out, people recognized her signature playing.
I can definitely be very traditional, but, you know, if there's a call to be outside the box, I try to be that too. So, like, I owe a lot to John, you know, because he kept putting fiddle and steel guitar turned way up in the mix. And I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe this thing will come back around someday. Not really thinking that maybe I would be the one that might help turn the thing a little bit, you know.
18 years into her Nashville tenure, Fleener splits her time between working in the studio and backing Blake Shelton and Steven Tyler. Her industry peers decided this was the year to give her one of the highest honors a country player can get.
there's not a whole lot of females in this business, you know, and I honestly never thought about it too much. Being a session musician is just what I wanted to do, and I never thought I couldn't do that because I was a female, you know. It's just something I wanted, and I went after it and got it.
Janae Fleener's way of marking the occasion was to make a little music of her own.
This single's called Fiddle and Steel. So appropriate, right?
She co-wrote the song, expecting it would likely be sung by a man, then decided she should be the one to deliver it.
Old pickups drive my soul down a dirt road.
For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.
Old number 7 tastes like 10.